Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Don't you hate when your texts get sent in the wrong order? How about when your drop call ruins your conversation? It's the worst. It's time to stop suffering from a fear of glitching out. Ditch your glitch for Boost super reliable, super fast nationwide network. And get 4 lines each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. That's right, 4 free phones, all on a network that you can count on. Visit your nearest Boost mobile store and switch today. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Check it out. If you're trying to watch, old movies, old TV shows, whatever it is, there's a new streaming platform out there called Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can get anything you want. You want to watch kung fu flicks. You want to watch comedies. You want to watch whatever it is. Whatever you can think of, they have it. Dude, it's so cool, man. You just download the app. Just go to your phone apps, download Pluto TV, and you can watch over 100 TV channels, over 1,000 movies, all of them on demand and completely free. That's right. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't need to even sign up. You just download the app and it's free. It's that easy. What are you waiting for? Look at your phone right now and just download Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again. Just download Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. If you stream it, then you got to get Pluto TV. That's right, Pluto TV.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! I got that. That was my inspiration from Good Morning Vietnam, starring Robin Williams. Yo! You remember he go, Good Morning Vietnam!
Yeah.
Dude, I watched that documentary on Robin Williams, man. Holy shit. What a fucking genius that dude was.
Yeah,
man. Like, he tapped into some other realm, bro. They were showing some highlights of his blooper reel from Mork and Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that guy was just a genius. They just let him go. Just go. To maintain that type of energy. And it's a studio audience, by the way. Like, yeah. Such a disconnect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So not only was the studio audience into it, but, like, America loved Mork and Mindy. I loved Mork and Mindy, man.
Yeah.
Have
you seen Mork and Mindy, Chase?
Yeah, I love that show. Yeah. I grew up on Nick at Night, so actually, as far as TV shows, I'm on the same level. We're all together.
Yeah, he was amazing. And what was crazy about his talent is Happy Days was, you know, I'm just repeating what I saw in the documentary, but Happy Days at the time was huge. You know what I mean? And they were looking for new storylines, right? And they had Robin, and they just he came up with, like, I'll be an alien. Happy Days. And that's
Up with that. That was his idea.
I think that was his
that
idea.
That was a spinoff of Happy Days?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Richie Cunningham found an egg, and it was Robin Williams. It was a crashed spaceship. And he went off, and America went crazy for Mork.
Wow.
And then they created Mork and Mindy. It was Gary Marshall. Can you believe that?
I did not know that.
Unbelievable, man. And it was over with. Then the rocket just took off. We were talking about that transition. You remember we were talking about that transition with actors? It's like, you know, you got those comedic geniuses, and then they go over into the drama world, and sometimes it doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, man, that dude had it, bro.
He did. And I like the way you worded that, too. You said he tapped into this otherworldly energy.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what's going on. Like, you showed me this picture one time where it had, like, the circuit board, and it put it next to a picture of
the top of a city.
And it looks exactly
the same.
It looks exactly the same. And there are people out there that say we might not have original thought, that we're all just tapping into this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's the difference
from frequency?
Yes. What's the difference from that circuit board, that motherboard that looks exactly like the top of a skyline of a city?
Yeah.
It looks exactly like it. If you look down at a city, it looks just like a motherboard for a computer. And then what is the difference? What is the difference from that computer board plugged in and it goes into that whole world? It's got – you plug a computer in, it becomes – the universe. It has everything that we have. It has every single word, every single dialect. It has every single race. Mm-hmm. It has every religion. It has everything that's existing is in that box on your table. So what is the difference? What's the difference? Who's to say we're not in there? I know that's crazy. I just like to think weird shit
like
that. No,
it's not crazy, actually, because I have the thought that the theory, at least, that possibly everything that's in technology and the advances already exists. Yep. It's almost just like, but humans have to discover it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're not making things up. They actually exist already. Yeah. We just find them. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of those, I don't like saying conspiracy, but I like to think the real.
You like to open yourselves up to other possibilities that might be a possibility.
I like to go far, 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 far left, man. Like, so far left that it's like, it doesn't even make sense. But then for some reason to me, it does. Yeah. Like I told you, like for advancement, I feel like either God or somebody just drops something here.
That's what
drops it. Like, here you go. Bleep. And then all of a sudden, bleep, 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 like we become creative.
Yeah.
But we would have been at a standstill if that doesn't get dropped.
Right.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of
like
what I'm saying.
Like a Tiger Woods got dropped. Here you go. Here's Tiger. Watch what happens to golf. Watch what happens with Nike.
Yeah.
Watch what happens with humans. Watch what happens with half-breeds. Watch what happens. Like, just one little drop like that. Michael Jordan. Watch what happens.
We've had the conversation about Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs, like, watch what happens with it. Like, I don't know, man. It's so weird. I try and decipher. Personally, I will never find that. I will never find any of that stuff. I am no benefit to the advancement to this human race.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Other than my comedy, but as far as
that is a huge thing. Look at all these other people that did that.
That's the same thing.
It's bringing people together. It's making people see things about each other, et cetera, you know? At least it's not one of those things that, you know, unadvances the human race because, you know, I'm still on the fence about the phone thing. I don't know. I mean, I do have a smartphone. But some stuff's about it is a little creepy. Like, I don't know how to get anywhere anymore like I used to.
Yeah.
You know, now you rely on that map, but I used to be able to just look at some instructions. All right,
but
boom.
I think that's
there.
I think that's human nature that's made it that way. I think the advancement itself is a huge positive in advancing us. The problem is that we always find a way to muddy the waters.
To muddy the waters.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's so true.
God,
maybe I think
that's Dre
the best
does that.
Way. That's the best way you could have worded it. We're muddying the waters. People don't know like where to get their news from anymore.
Nope.
Everything's confusing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, that's so true. Why is that? Why do we do that? Why do we do that as humans?
It's because they're going after money. Once you monetize it. Yeah. Once you monetize it, it's like, all right, I can make this thing. It's like a clickbait thing where people just click on it and read the article. It doesn't matter if it's real or if it's fake. It just matters that people click on it and that you get that check. So people are preying on people's emotions to click on something. And that's one of the things that muddies the waters, as you were saying.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about the internet itself is that look how close it's brought the world together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like 25 years ago, not you specifically, but people would think like, I could never go to Europe.
Yeah.
Because it seems so far off.
Yeah.
That they could, but now because they have the technology, they can see what Europe looks like. They could see that it's tangible.
You see, like, I have friends that do it. Oh, this is how much the ticket costs. It's not that bad. If I just buy like 3 years in advance.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, that changes things. But then you have free porn.
I was watching this old, God, what was it? I think it was in the beginning of a movie or something. But it's a black and white video, right? And it's just some guy. And he's in a computer room from the 50s. Have you seen this video?
No.
And it's like the original computer.
It was the size of a room.
And you see all these things spinning and all that. And he's in the middle. And he starts talking about the future, you know what I mean? And he's like, and eventually we will never have to lick a stamp. And take the envelope to a mailman and the mailman delivering it, because we could just write a sentence and send it to another person on the other side of the world in seconds with a computer. And this is like 1950 or some shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh?
Right, right.
Who are you?
Yeah.
That's the guy I'm talking about. That's the guy that God throws on the ground and goes, watch this. Mm-hmm. This is what we need right here. Mm-hmm. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was right.
He's right.
Yeah. But how do you think of that? Because I remember when the iPod came out, right?
Yeah.
And it was black and gray. The screen was black and gray. You remember that? And
mm-hmm.
And my friend Corey, he was we were living together. He goes, I swear to God, they're going to make this color, and you can use this as a phone. They're going to make this a phone, and it's going to be a color screen. Why? He even said it. He was just,
wow.
He said that. If you would have put money on at Apple at that time, he'd be a billionaire right now. You know what I mean? Because I was the guy that was like, no. What are you talking about? That's impossible. You're going to stream it. Because he even said that video. He goes, video, watch. People will be able to send video. Like, mm-hmm. He was talking like that. My friend Corey. And I remember saying to myself, like, I was telling him, like, no, bro, that's not going to happen. You know, I'm still showing off my razor.
Right.
Remember the skinny phone?
Yeah.
That,
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
So thin. And look, bro, that's a phone.
Yeah.
And look at this little tiny wire I pull at the top. That's so I can hear clearly.
Yeah.
And he was like talking about all that shit. He's like, yo, no, they're going to watch. You're going to be able to have music. You're going to be able to watch videos. And it'll be a color screen. And I was like, bro, are you crazy? He's like, they do it with laptops already. Why can't they put it in a phone? But that's that thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all have similar thoughts to that, though. I just think that we have another side of us that restricts the thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you go, no, that could never be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, and some people just put it out in their art some ways. Like, I read this book, a lot of books. I've read some books from this guy, Philip K. Dick, and he's written a lot of the books that they base movies on, like Blade Runner, Minority Report, Total Recall. And he calls out all this stuff that when you watch it in these movies, you're like, oh my God, like we have that now.
Or yeah.
If you're reading the book, you're like, they have that now. Like I was reading Blade Runner, and in the book, everybody has this thing at their house called a Mercer box. And it's just this empathy machine where you can see all your friends and friends of their friends, and they basically brag about the shit that they have. And I'm looking at them like, this motherfucker just called out Facebook.
This is Facebook.
Yeah.
This is Facebook. And he wrote it in like the 60s.
Isn't that crazy? That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, how about the word laser?
Yeah.
Laser gun. Like, that's from the 20s.
Yeah.
That's a real thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone thought that if you can, what is it? Well, I don't even know what a laser is. What is it?
Something with light.
What
I don't
is
know.
It, Chris? What is laser? Define laser for me. Can you look it up? But how does a guy that's making a cartoon go, oh, yeah, they're going to. This light beam.
Like a concentrated beam of heat, hot light.
Hot light. And it's so strong that this light, that it can cut things. Just light.
Yeah.
If you look at that light bulb right there, imagine if we compress that light so tight that it makes a beam, and that beam is so hot that it cuts shit. What?
And now you go to the dentist and they clean your tooth with it.
Yeah. No, they cut stuff with lasers.
Yeah.
But what's the possibility that they had that stuff available to them, but only made it available to, you know, to the general public?
I think that later. I definitely think that too.
What?
That they have things that they put out slowly, or they creep it out. I know we have this new iPhones coming out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think they actually have one that's way more advanced than that. They're just creeping out these updates. They pace it.
Just milk the whole thing.
They just milk the whole thing out. You know, we've talked about this before, but I don't know. Is that a piece of some alien spacecraft? I don't know. It's crazy.
For sure.
Yeah.
Come in.
What's up, man?
Am I sitting over here?
Yeah, you can sit right over here, Amir. Oh, wait, no, sit here, Amir. Sorry, we're in mid-conversation, and Amir K walks in.
What's up, guys?
Amir, sit down. There's people listening.
You are going to like what we're talking about.
Sit down.
Right now,
coming live to you right here.
Sit down.
All right.
How are you?
Good, bro. How are you?
Well, one, Amir, you're late.
Dude, so many miscommunications.
Talk in the microphone.
So
this
many
is a
miscommunications. Didn't tell what happened? So many miscommunications.
Amir, come on. This isn't your first pod. First of all, you smell good. First of all, you smell good. I love that.
What's up, man?
What is that? What is that, Amir?
It's Bengay for men.
Okay. No, it's not.
I know. I swear to God, it's an oil called Persian Garden.
I knew it.
I'm not kidding, dude.
I know. I knew it's from what? Is it
Whole Foods? No joke.
So it's called. It's an oil from Persian Garden.
No, no, no. It's an oil from Whole Foods called Persian.
Persian Garden.
Yeah.
Smell good, bro.
Thanks, man.
I like it.
Nice. Ladies love it.
Yeah. Amir K, everybody, very funny comedian, and he tours everywhere across the country, and he's got good ass hair. Full body, but rocks the hat. Don't understand it. Shoulder length. It's what every man dies for. And he rocks a fucking Nike SB hat on top of it. I just don't get it. Like, if you're going to grow it that long, let it go, man. It's beautiful.
I'm insecure, dude. But it's like, I don't know how to wear it.
You don't know how to wear it.
No, and then when I'm on stage, it's like in my face and shit. So
you just wear the hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
It's easier.
We're trying to figure out what laser is. And here's the definition. Are you a good reader, Amir?
I can't even see that.
You can't?
No, I have horrible eyes.
I can read it. I can read it real good. Any of several devices that emit highly amplified and coherent radiation of one or more discrete wavelengths. One of the most common lasers makes use of atoms in a metastable...
I'm sure that's metastable.
Metastable energy state.
Someone went to college.
Which, as they decay to a lower energy level, stimulate others to decay, resulting in a cascade of emitted radiation.
Okay, first of all, what fucking dictionary did you get this from? Is this the Book of Robot? Get the fuck out of here, man. Give me words. What the fuck is a laser? Is it a hot light? That's all I want to know.
That was A. And then B says a beam of radiation emitted by a laser.
That's the definition.
Why should have been first?
Why the fuck is metastable? Metastable. Metastable energy. What the fuck, man? Get out of here, dude. It's a beam of radiation emitted by a laser.
Boom. Done.
Now, how? How?
Wait, you can't use the fucking. You can't use the word in the definition.
That's true.
Can't say a beam of radiation emitted by a laser.
Laser. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even. You know what? I didn't even catch that. You're right.
What's
that
a laser?
Can't be
it's
a definition
laser?
If you. Exactly. Good job, Amir.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called that out. You can't say what's a laser, and they go, "It's a laser."
but the fucked up thing is, I read the second one, and we're like, "Oh, okay,
that's what it is. It's a laser.
It's a laser.
Oh, it's a fucking hot red light.
Yeah, just
hot beaming light.
Well, it's also green too, depending on what side of the force you're on. Look, a beam of radiation. That's all you need to say. A beam of radiation, right?
Boom.
Is it a beam of radiation?
I guess. Webster was like, I don't fucking know, man.
That's exactly what we're... Exactly, because if you think about it, that still doesn't explain shit. That's exactly what we say. When someone asks me what a fucking laser is, I go, it's a beam. Like, it's got radiation and shit. Wait, like, what? I'm Webster now?
How did you guys get on this?
That's for a why? Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that, because I am, I'm not a conspiracist, say, but I just don't understand how someone from the 20s mm-hmm. can make a cartoon about a laser gun that shoots a laser beam and actually cut shit.
Right.
And then now we're here in 2018 and it's happening.
I mean,
100 years later, that cartoon is a reality. And right. to me, I think like, okay, was that guy from the future?
No, dude, but it's like all sci-fi shit's like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, the Jetsons.
Yeah. The Jetsons.
They did some shit that's around.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the microwave.
They
remember
the
they would stick something in the microwave and it was cooking.
What do you think those guys were from the future? What was that? Right. The fucking...
But what is that then?
So part of our theory was that this stuff existed and they just kind of rolled it out to the general public over time.
I got you.
What do you think about that?
Dude, I feel like the military has all sorts of crazy shit before we know about it. Like the laser beams and stuff. They have like heat wave frequencies that'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah. I think they've already came out and said that. They'll fuck you up with the sound wave and no problem.
Yeah.
They'll start an earthquake. They don't give a shit. They'll make a tsunami.
They're controlling the weather out this bitch.
Yeah, they don't care.
I heard about it.
Yeah,
I mean, what about, this, about this?
Who's shit? That guy?
I know, right?
I heard about this shit. Motherfucker be controlling the weather.
Wow. I want to meet him. He's probably from the future. They got crackheads in the future?
I heard about that shit. Laser, man. A laser, motherfucking laser, man.
Hey, I'll suck your dick in that space suit. Damn, they still got crackheads in the future. Okay, so then maybe that's how they introduce it into society. Maybe the government already had microwaves and they're like, you know what? We can't scare them right away. We can't send this to Sears Roebuck and start selling it for $99. We got to sneak it in. Yeah. Let's make a cartoon about it. Mm-hmm. Is that what they do? So then they're already talking to fucking aliens, man. See? And now I'm a conspiracist.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, let's make a weak one. Like, I was talking about the iPhone. Like, do you think the iPhone, do you think they have a more advanced iPhone than this? Dude. That's like, what I'm saying.
Like, how the fuck, you know, like, hard drives are so big, and then they all of a sudden they get smaller and smaller. They have, like, technology to make that shit small already.
Yeah, now you could fit a terabyte into like, a little
chip. Yeah, and you remember when the terabyte was, like, almost a tower?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I feel like they're always just, like, lag at, you know. I mean, I think people...
And here's what trips me out, Amir, is they go. I don't even know the sizing. I don't know anything about like tech shit. Okay, let's just say what a terabyte can hold this many movies, this many hours of movies, right?
It's 1,000 gigs, right?
Yeah. 1,000 gigs. Okay, whatever the case may be, and that's just my phone. 1,000 gig. You know how many videos I have on my phone? So many, right? So who owns Facebook and how many videos are they holding in their fucking hard drive? And where's their hard drive? Where is it?
Yeah. What about
where the fuck is it? Where's YouTube's hard drive? Is that just a whole state? Is that a whole state? Is there a whole state dedicated to just YouTube videos?
I never thought about that.
I think they have several.
Like, where do they store that?
Bro, this right here in my hand holds my videos. And this is nothing compared to what YouTube is storing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Millions of videos. On top of videos.
So they're just constantly building more hard drives.
But where are they storing it? Yeah, that facility has to be air conditioned. It has to.
Yeah, and that's interesting because YouTube's never down for maintenance. Like, hey, we're moving some videos over.
Never. Yeah, they're never cleaning up files.
Shit! What? I bet they have a bottomless motherfucking hard drive already.
Of course.
Well, no, they have
it's like a cloud.
They have the cloud.
Right. But what is that? That's what still physical. That? That's still physical.
How much can the cloud hold?
One, okay, first of all, stop. Everyone stop talking. Dre yells out, they got a cloud. Like, it's just up in the goddamn sky.
It's not an actual cloud?
No!
Yeah, how does
it's
that
still
work?
The cloud is still a physical piece of material. It's still a big, giant box of fucking wires and shit storing information. Where is it? Take me there. I want to see it. Take me to YouTube hard drive. I want to see that. I don't want to go to YouTube. But I want to see your hard drive.
If you think in the 1950s, they had those big-ass hard drives that held whatever amount of data.
Yeah.
You think now... I mean, what do you think they have now? If they have a room full of hard drives...
That's what I'm saying to you.
It's probably like a million terabyte hard drive out there somewhere.
$25 says, I bet that's what the moon is.
It's just a big-ass cloud moon.
The moon cloud.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, because, like reality, there, like, man... reality, man, it has to be something like that. It has to be. There's how many... There's billions of people in this world, and... Basically, let's just say everyone has a phone. Let's just say it.
Yeah.
For fun.
Yeah.
Imagine stacking all these phones on top of each other. That's holding all our information. This is physically holding my information. So you put that right there, and let's keep stacking a billion of those motherfuckers. Where are we going to put them? Where do those go? Where do they go? Because that's what YouTube is. That's all our information.
You know, YouTube's really tricky, too, because I keep trying to find out on Google, and I keep trying to find out where YouTube's hard drives, hard drives, and it keeps just coming up with videos on YouTube of hard drives.
Yeah,
it's
see?
The perfect way to disguise where their hard drives are.
Wait. And the government's already tapped into
there's
YouTube.
There was a barge in the San Francisco Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was a Google barge.
Though. That was Google, though.
Yeah, I think that was a Google barge.
And what was
they
that?
They just keep their shit off the coast.
Can you look that up? But I think that's where they held their data. It was on a barge in the San Francisco Bay.
I'm telling you, man, that shit is freaky, bro. That's why when I tell people, when you send your dick pics and your tit pics and all that, and you're like, oh, but I have a password. No one's gonna see it. It's just mine. It's like, no, bitch. It is in a hard drive
somewhere.
Someone has your password. over at Facebook. You ever have your Facebook deleted? That's because someone has your password. Mm-hmm. Your password is so that no one else outside of Facebook can get into your Facebook. But everyone in Facebook has your shit.
Right.
So whatever you're saving is being stored.
Yeah.
It's never been deleted. When you delete it, it's not deleted. They have it.
Yeah.
They tell you that.
There it is.
Dude, look at that fucking shit.
Wow. What?
They tell you that when you sign up.
Yeah.
That they keep your stuff.
I love the way you – I love. Hold on. Before we talk about this barge, Dre just became a 70-year-old black man. He went like this and went, they tell you that, right when you signed up.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Right when they signed up, they tell you to read all that information, and then you say accept. That's how they get you. And then he grabbed his headphones and he's like, I'm done. I got to go to the bathroom.
You know, he's just taking my brainwaves anyway.
Yeah. I feel weird already wearing these headphones.
I got to
probably suck all the information out of my head. Swear to God, Dre just did that. That barge is not big enough for what Google has.
That's,
I'm sorry.
That's so little.
That's probably one of them. That's probably one.
No, I think that shit is fake.
I think that's fake too. I really do, man. There's no way. There's no fucking possible way.
I heard when you go to Antarctica, they shoot you. Something could be there too.
I've told you that.
You told me that.
I told you that.
What happened?
Wait, what is that? You can't go past a certain line when you get to Antarctica. You can visit it, but you can't walk. On that, you can't go and walk in Antarctica. They will take you out. You can't go discover out in Antarctica.
So do you think there's something there? Like there's some
why is it so restricted? They let you climb Mount Everest. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Go. Climb. You want to climb? Climb. But you go to Antarctica, they're like, nope. There's a line that says it right there. Like, you violators will be shot. You go past this, you will be shot.
What? Holy shit.
That's crazy, right?
And no one ever goes past Antarctica. Why?
Gotta protect them penguins, boy.
There's nothing even there.
There is.
Nah, it's too fucking cold.
Nothing lives there.
I don't know. Maybe they're looking out for us. It's too cold. You don't want to go over there.
Maybe that's why they're trying to protect
us. Yeah, it's not, man. Yeah. Your brain starts talking. Hey, man.
You can't handle Chicago. What are you doing?
What are you doing, man? You know how it is when there's a blizzard. It's like a blizzard times 10, man. One thing I hate the most is brushing my teeth. I don't know why, but I can't stand it. I don't know. It just takes forever for me. It's only a couple minutes, but for me, it's taken a lifetime. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. Let's just admit it. We all do it wrong. You grab that old nasty toothbrush that's sitting on the side of the sink. It's dripping. It's just dirty. There's old toothpaste gunk stuck to the brush hairs. It's just an ugly thing. It's all spread out. It's not even nice and square anymore. You know what I mean? It's just all flared out to the right. It's just an ugly piece of equipment that you have to clean your teeth with. And I hate it. Well, guess what, you guys? There's this new toothbrush out there. It's a smart toothbrush. It's called Quip. That's right. Go get Quip now. In fact, go to Get Quip. GetQuip.com. That's right. Get the future in toothbrushes, man. This thing's amazing. To switch the head, it'll tell you when you have to switch the head. They'll actually mail it to you. They're going to be like, hey, look at your toothbrush. Is it disgusting? Well, guess what? We got a new brush head coming right now for you. You just click out the old one and snap in the new one. That's GetQuip.com/Koi, KOY. Right now, you'll get the first refill pack free with Quip electronic toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at GetQuip.com/Koi. That's right. GetQuip. GetQuip.com/Koi. Go and take the steps you need to a cleaner mouth. Amir, are you into that? Are you into, like, reading into shit too much?
Sometimes. I don't know.
See, like that's me too.
Shit and all that.
Yeah, I get into it, and then I'm like, you know what? We live in America. We're good. We're good. You know what I mean? Is that fucked up to say?
No, I mean,
like, you know what I'm saying, right?
You
like,
don't,
I'm just
you don't
like,
take
I'm
it for
good.
Granted. You're like thankful.
I'm thankful. I'm here. I don't want to question. And it just like a lot of people do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the luxury. We have the luxury to be conspiracy theorists.
You feel right.
Ooh, I
like
other
that. Countries are like, yeah. Hey, man, I need food and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, no, but I think they're aliens, motherfucker. Like, man, I'm just hungry.
So true.
Yeah, but that food is from a clone food. It's not a real food.
It's a pink face, man. You're not eating chickens. Yeah. Those are headless chickens.
Yeah, and they're out there like, I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, I will eat Colonel Sanders' asshole. With his own original recipe. Deep fry that motherfucker. I'll eat him. It's the truth, huh?
Yeah.
No, no. I gotta stop because I get sucked into a wormhole, man.
Yeah, you can get sucked in like watching the YouTube videos of that.
Yes.
Shit and just go boom, 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 boom.
Yep. Right. And it just takes you.
What tripped me out a couple weeks ago was the 3D gun thing. Did you see that?
No.
What was that?
Oh, where they can make the gun?
The 3D gun. Can you imagine 3D guns with no untraceable?
You can just print one out.
Yeah. You can print one out. Untraceable, no serial number, nothing.
Wait, but it really worked?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because you can just make 3D bullets and just put it in there. Because the 3D thing copies the whole...
Okay.
You can copy the
mechanism. Now I'm going to get freaked out. Because you remember watching that, I don't know what movie it was, but it made it, and then he grabbed it and he shot it. I remember watching a movie like that.
I do remember that.
Remember that?
Where was that?
Yeah, I remember that. It was. I forgot the name of the movie, but it made it.
I do remember
that.
And
then he grabbed it and then he shot it. It was a gun. I remember that.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I got to figure out what that movie was.
So I think it's $1,200. You can buy the printer.
No. Damn. Make your own gun.
And make you the can gun. Wait, create an army?
It makes every...
All you need is a bunch of 3D paper or whatever
and
uses?
And the army men. Yeah.
No, you've never seen those 3D printers?
No, I know.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
That's crazy.
But there's got to be a limitation to that. Like, how does it make all the... You know,
the gadgets on the inside.
Like, or the gunpowder.
No, you have to buy.
Bullet.
No, no, no. You have to buy the. I can't remember what it's called, but the lower part of the gun. You have to buy that. That's a part you have to buy. But the rest of the gun itself attaches to that.
Oh shit!
Oh,
wow.
Did you figure it out?
The barrel.
No, but I do know that it does fire regular bullets, but it only lasts one shot because then it melts the gun because it's plastic.
Wow. But yo, your gun's like Nas. It only gets one shot.
Good aim. You go, hold on, I gotta print off this other shit.
Ah, shit, I'm out of ink.
Was that a dot matrix printer you just did?
Yeah. I figure that's how this bitch would sound.
You know, if there was a gunfight, I'm not scared of Amir's gun. His printer sucks.
I'm the old Texas Instruments.
That's what I was going for, Joe.
Fucking Amir's making a gun again. Let's get out of here.
Look, he's going to shoot us in half an hour.
Dude.
Crazy, man.
Then we're getting in that wormhole. I don't want to get in that wormhole.
Right.
Dude, you guys already talk about the guy that stole the plane?
No.
We did not talk
about
that.
Jesus Christ. What was that about?
Okay, check this out. That's why simulation and... drone flying is crazy to me because that shit is self-taught. Like you ever watch ESPN and they got the drone races?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen how these guys fly those fucking things?
They can stop it on a dime.
On a dime. Yeah. And then go underneath a car moving. They can go under a car that's moving and then do like loops around some other shit and then come back and it's for the best time and they do this shit and like seconds and 30 seconds, and they're doing it with a joystick, bro. So it's like, these guys can fly planes. I'm sorry.
Dude, that's what he was saying.
You can walk into a plane and fly it. If you can do that with a joystick where there's no physical feeling, because that's the thing with airmen, it's all about feel, you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm lifting off because I can feel it. But if you're doing that without none of that, you're a fucking pro, bro. Yeah. You're an expert. You can get into a regular plane and be nothing. Right?
I would think so.
There's like audio because they're talking to him and they release the audio. And at one point, he's like, I think I know what I'm doing. I played a few video games.
Yeah, he's like, and the video games are exactly like how the controls are nowadays. Dude.
See?
So, like, you can, like,
I told
learn
you.
How to fucking fly a plane on.
So, what on I'm video. Saying is it's easier because he has feel now.
Oh, yeah.
Get what I mean? If you can do it on a simulator, you're an expert flying. Cause feel is another thing, man. Now you get to react off of some physical shit.
Mm.
But without feel, like, you got to be. Like, really good, man. Those guys, yo, that's fucking scary, man.
Yeah.
And these kids, and then and now these kids are becoming experts at like, what is it called? Like the Call of Duty, whatever that is called.
Yeah, first person shooter.
That's
why I think that has to do with the school shooting shit. I think that because they're sitting there playing the game at home all day, and they're just being desensitized to that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that makes them go to school. Be like, fuck this shit. I'm going to go do this. You know, I want to like do this in real life.
Yeah, I don't like that desensitizing thing. I hate that
word. No, dude, they're watching.
It's true, though. You're right.
It's like blasting.
Desensitizing is – that's for real, man.
Oh, yeah.
Graphic the games are. Yeah. This shit looks real.
And it looks real. Yeah.
That's why I like the ones that are cartoony.
Yeah, man, let's just go
cartoony.
Back. Keep just
cartoony.
Give me a yellow circle that eats other circles.
Give me Frogger. Can I get Frogger?
You know what I mean? Yeah,
what
man.
Frogger.
I just want this frog to cross the street and not get hit by a fucking car. Can we do that? I want my character every time it dies, it goes like this. You know what I mean? I just want like a cool little sound. And then another one appears. You know what I mean? I want my male and female character to be determined by a red bow tie. Right? That's Miss Pac-Man.
Right.
That's all.
That shit wouldn't even fly today. Miss Pac-Man and regular Pac-Man.
Oh, my son. Oh,
yeah. Gender neutral.
You couldn't even gender sell that. Yeah.
My son does not even want to touch a video game from my generation. He's like, what the fuck is that?
The Paperboy, you gotta pay me?
What is that?
The Paperboy.
Pitfall. Boring. He can't, and then he plays it, and when he plays it, it's just like, it's so easy for him.
Yeah.
I was playing a game on my phone, Angry Birds, and even that's kind of like, for him, that's like, what is that? Like, that's stupid, Dad. That's for the dumb, Dad. So you pull a bird back on a slingshot and hit a building, and he was fucking killing it. It's like, it's easy for him.
Yeah.
He needs that. He needs that fucking. Like
15 realistic.
Yeah. He needs the. Yeah. He needs the X and the O's and the triangle.
What's the Fortnite game? What is that all
about? I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. I know about that.
I've seen the kids playing. The kids.
That's yeah. The kids. There
I'm
you go.
I'm going to go now.
Yeah. See you later. Bye, Dad. Who the fuck brought him here? Why is there a chaperone at the pod?
That's dope. No, that game's all the rage. That's the survival thing. So what it is you start off and you fly over this like island area or whatever, right? And they drop you and like 100 other people off at this island.
Yeah.
And you are just left there to forage shit. You can build your own forts, but you also can find guns and stuff like that.
But it's like people you're playing with online and shit?
Yeah, you're playing with everybody online. And then the area starts shrinking more and more and more. And the last person standing wins.
Oh, so you have to kill. And these people are from like other parts of the country.
Other parts everywhere. The world.
Wow.
I was in Maui and I was eating at a taco stand. Swear to God. And the mom that was cooking, her son was sitting on the bench at the end of our bench where we were eating, and he had the headphones on and he was playing Fortnite and he was yelling and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is his summer. This is his summer.
His whole summer.
His summer. He's sitting on the No! No, no, what the fuck?
Stop taking my wood, man.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. I'm like, throw a ball, kid.
Right.
That sucks.
Come on. What are you doing?
Right.
These are my friends. No, it's not. Not it's a friends. Creepy dude in fucking Idaho.
With no pants on.
With no pants on.
Exactly.
You can stay in my fort.
I'm playing this game as a woman. You know, wearing some fucking weird mask.
Yeah.
At his house.
Yeah.
Fucking creeps.
His mom keeps yelling at him. Yeah. Dinner's ready. Shut the fuck up, Mom! Bitch! I'm playing Fortnite! We're twins.
There's two of us. Shut up, Gary!
Shut up, Steve!
Fuck you, Gary!
Fuck you! Put your headsets on!
Y'all want ravioli or lasagna?
Fuck you, Mom! Come on!
Gary took my controller!
Fuck you, Steve!
Don't yell at your mom!
Fuck you, Dad!
You're not even our real dad!
Fuck you, stepdad!
Oh, this is great. Let's just do this for the rest of the
Woo! Mom, are those pizza rolls ready? It's always some shitty food. Pizza rolls. Those are good, by
They're
the way.
Fucking they are. Have you ever dipped them in ranch? Have you ever dipped it in ranch?
Hey, and first of all,
seamlessly went into a plug for those pizza.
I know.
Sponsored by.
Hold on, but first of all, Chase just said something very stupid. He goes, you ever dip it in ranch? First of all, everything tastes good in ranch, man. Everything, man. I eat other things just to eat ranch. You get it? You think I give two fucks about cauliflower? No. I love ranch, bro. I'll sink a whole fucking stock of cauliflower into ranch just to eat ranch. It's so good. Pizza.
Ranch.
Fries.
Ranch.
I think pizza rolls were actually made for ranch, right?
No.
I think so. Don't listen, have that. You ever, listen, I don't know how y'all cook pizza rolls, but do you do it
chicken
on
wings.
A skillet? Do you do it on a skillet, the pizza rolls?
Oh, you can finish them off on there.
I've never put it on a skillet. I always toss them in a microwave.
You did a, oh.
Microwave?
It's a different pizza roll, my friend.
That's like a frozen
it's
burrito.
A different...
You finish that bitch off on the,
Oh.
It's a different
pizza roll. Yeah, you finish it on a whistle.
Yeah. No, whistle.
Yeah, it's like a burrito, bro. You finish it on a
fucking burrito, bro. Put it in a thing and you put a little tapatina. And you cook it like this.
Got it.
Fuck, God.
I swear to God, Amir K. Where we can follow you at on Instagram, Amir K?
Everything's at Amir Comedy.
A-M-I-R. Oh, Amir Comedy. Yeah. Is it with a K? Do you spell it with a K? So it's Amir, A-M-I-R Comedy. Yeah. And that's on Instagram. That's on Twitter. Facebook?
Facebook and my website.
Nice.
Yeah,
good job. Good for you. Are you full? Are you full Iranian?
I am full, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look it, though.
I do, though.
No. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Some people say I don't. I don't know.
No, you're very light-skinned.
But, I mean, there's probably all shades of Iranian people.
There are. There are all shades. And there's all shades of black people.
There is.
But you look black.
But that's not.
Thank you very little.
That wasn't the point you were making.
Blah, 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 blah.
Carry on.
No, my brother looks like he's white or some shit.
Really? Yeah. See, that's what I'm getting at. I don't look Filipino.
Yeah, you don't really look Filipino.
Well, you have.
Dre wanted to get me so bad.
About what?
But you're half. Because you're not even really Filipino.
You're not even white.
You're not even white, man.
You're not even white. I'm barely even... sound white. Now I'm going to go drink some Mountain Dew out of my mom's tits. You bitch. Left one's regular, right one's code red.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I always want to incorporate that into my act. That guy's so funny to me, that fucking single white trailer guy.
Single white trailer guy.
You know the guy?
Yeah.
From where?
What is that?
I just made him up. I don't know. That guy's that fucking guy.
I almost
so
did.
That, oh, that guy.
I almost.
Why?
Just that guy.
That guy. I almost did a spit take
into my face.
I was drinking water, and I almost spit it all over him here. Yeah, I don't know. I just made him up. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I love it, man. Where are you at? Where are you performing this week?
This week, where am I? I'm back home for a week.
Nice.
I think I'm just popping around the clubs in L.A.
Yeah.
I think my next headlining day in L.A. is actually at the Improv, September 15th.
I love it. My favorite Amir K story is the one Chase told me when he was with you on the road and Michael Bolton.
Oh, shit. Ooh, I heard you wear this shirt all the time.
Yeah, he does, man. Michael Bolton is performing at the same area as you guys?
Yeah, next door.
Venue?
Fantasy Springs.
He's in the same venue.
Same venue, but he's there the night before or at the same time?
At the same time, an hour before our show. Yeah. He's like doing his show. So like,
you go and watch.
Yeah, I was like, let's get tickets to fuck. So I take the guys to the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, set us up. So we go kind of like, it was in the front, pretty good seats. And there's all these like middle-aged women like fucking just losing their shit over him. And then he's like tuning his fucking guitar or some shit and it's quiet. There's like 5,000 people in there.
5,000?
Dude, there was a lot of people. Maybe 4,000.
Whatever.
There was 100 people in that moment.
No, but he's still pulling about 3,000 to 4,000?
I think it sold out. It was
like
packed.
The only thing to do in, what is it, the fucking...
Fantasy Springs.
So like everybody, all these people are there. And it's just really quiet. And he's like tuning his guitar and some shit. And he's like in between songs. And then I just yell, I love you, Michael! And then it's the silence. And then he goes... I love you too, whoever you are. And then we have it on video, which is and the crowd goes fucking nuts. The story is not that good.
Where were you? Where were you sitting?
We were like kind of toward the front.
That's so fucking cool.
It was pretty
cool. Did he say it like this? I love you too.
No, yeah, that's how he said it. Yeah,
I love you too. Yeah, I love you too, wherever you are. Too,
wherever you are.
When a man loves a woman. That raspy voice?
Yeah.
He's dope, dude.
It was dope.
Was
man.
He still killing it?
Buddy, my pussy got wet.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. Damn. Wow. Still got it then, he's for sure.
Nice.
Oh. When a man man loves a woman. Does that sound like him?
Yep. Yep.
I saw a documentary on Michael Bolton. It was like VH1 or whatever, right? And he was walking to a gig, and he was doing his what is it when they go through their notes, the keys?
Scales.
He was doing the scales, and he was doing like this. La, 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 la. And I was like, yeah, you didn't hit any of those fucking notes. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
It's all the same.
I feel like nobody can make that voice without farting if they have to.
Yeah.
So for sure that guy farts a lot.
Oh, farts a lot. La, 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 la. Like, can you play a Michael Bolton song? I love Michael Bolton, man. Yeah, that's my mom. My mom still loves Michael Bolton.
That shit was playing.
He can sing, Joseph. Dude. He can. Kills it.
Yeah.
Still singing. I saw him sing the Star Spangled Banner one time. Holy shit.
Just the level of class. Remember, I got you guys the cup. Remember the cup?
Yeah.
He's got his jacket over his shoulder.
Yes.
The coffee cup.
You know what else Michael Bolton's known for?
What's up?
Wearing a black suit with a white shirt with no collar.
Ooh. Yeah.
It just buttoned all the way to the top, missing the collar.
I think that's what he was wearing.
Yeah, of course. He always wore that. That was his thing, man. And you guys bought merch?
We did. We got shirts.
Yeah, yeah. I got shirts. The cup.
And then we wore them around. We wore them all night, dude. It was dope. The three of us, just the fucking biggest Michael Bolton fans.
Oh, I love it, man. Oh, here we go. What song is this one? Oh, this is going to be beautiful. When a Man Loves a Woman. Listen, you guys. This is Michael Bolton. This is the quiet storm.
Look at him, dude. Look at that hair.
Uh-huh. Look at that shirt.
Can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Oh, it looks like there is a collar on this one.
He changed the world for the good things.
I got a feeling he hangs out with the bass player a lot. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
the boy. Look at that. Same exact audience, same haircuts and everything.
Same hairspray. Oh, he personally gets the stage manager to put a fan on stage, like an electric fan, to blow that hair.
For sure. In the back of him.
Oh, they love him. Yep. This is real rock and roll, by the way. Look at him. Oh, they love him. All right, we'll stop right there. Was that, what's his name? What was the guy's name that played for
Paul
David Letterman?
Schaefer?
Paul Schaefer. Was that Paul Schaefer?
Looked like him.
It looked like Paul Schaefer.
Wow.
Holy shit, Paul Schaefer used to play for Michael Bolton.
Is that right?
Let's put that out there. Yeah. Who cares? Right.
Put that out there.
We don't know if it's him or not, but
you know what's fun? To just take someone's word for it and not Google shit.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah. I love that. Old school Google.
Yeah.
You just believe the guy that said it with confidence. Kaylin got a new car, Dre. I don't know. Yeah. Since you've been gone, I've been wanting to tell you that beautiful Prius out front, brand new, is Kaylin's.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous. It's silver with a dark gray interior.
Black interior, black dark interior, gray. Yeah, dark outside. Gray. Yeah.
How many? Speaking of electric cars, it's a hybrid, correct?
Well, actually, Chris is the Prius hybrid, which he also got on
TrueCar. Oh, what?
And then I'm the Honda Civic.
Oh, that's right. Yours is the Civic. Yours is the brand new Civic. The new design.
Yeah, mine is that brand new one.
It's beautiful. You know, that was my first car was a Honda, and I love Hondas. And I know that the one thing about Honda is they'll last about 47 years for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. 300,000 miles.
300,000 miles. Yeah. That's standard for Honda.
Yeah.
And one thing that if anyone's going to buy a new car, that's a good one to start off with is the Honda. Am I right, Kaylin?
Oh, 100%.
But one thing I hate about getting a new car is shopping for a new car. I hate going to the dealership. Mm-hmm. I hate talking to dealers. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there, but I'm just saying it's annoying. I don't want to compare. I don't want to haggle. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to barter. You know, I don't want to trade in animals for cars. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to, like, give my right foot for something. It's just like, hey, let me walk in, get my car, and leave. And the best way to do that is TrueCar. TrueCar.com. TrueCar. That's right. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true price is great because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car that you wanted. They'll show you the same price. That's right. If you want a good buying experience, go to certified dealers at True Car with their true prices, and it's just the best way to do it. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Would you say that you loved your experience?
Yeah, it was as easy as getting a car can be.
Boom. That's right from Kaylin's mouth. It was so good that Chris Luxamano went and got a Prius from the same website.
Yep, yep.
True car, you guys. Do it today. Were you born here?
I was born in Iran, dude.
Oh, you were born in Iran?
Hell yeah.
Yes. How old are you?
I came like 3 years ago. Motherfucker.
God damn it.
I swear to God.
Wait, when did you get here?
I came when I was five.
You were five?
Yeah, dog.
Okay, this is a question. It's hard though, right? It's hard for people to come to America from Iran, right?
Dude, you know what?
So what do you apply? How did your dad get here? How'd your mom get here?
We were kind of like, because we were refugees basically because of the war and shit. You know what I mean? Like there was a war with Iraq at the time. So my dad got us out of there. So, and my dad had been here before, so he had like dual citizenship.
Okay.
And so that's how he was able to bring us because he'd already studied here.
Yeah.
So we just dipped out and we left everything and came here.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy, man. And do you still have family out there?
I do. Yeah. My mom's family. I just never, you know, I saw my grandma probably like six times my whole life.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we moved here and then that was it. And then my grandparents and then we don't really keep in touch anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
have you ever been back to Iran?
I have a lot of family there. I haven't. No, I can't really go back there. My dad lives there, though. He moved back.
Wait, what? Mm. He just couldn't. He couldn't handle it, huh?
Well, no, because with a little bit of money there, you live kind of like a king and shit. If you're older, they don't really fuck with you. But like the younger people, it's not fun.
It's not a safe place.
Dude, it's not that it's not safe. It's just not fun, you know? It's
like
they're just over your shoulder with everything.
Yeah.
The regime.
Man.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, my dad's kind of over it, too, because with the sanctions and everything, their money, like, went down so drastically. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad lost his ass. So, like, their dollar is, like, worth nothing now, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, he lost, like, I'd say 3/4 of the value or some shit. Like, something crazy.
Wow.
So he's all depressed and shit. And he wants to move back here.
Oh.
I was trying to make it
and
so
he can't. Is it going to be hard
he
for him?
He can. No, he comes back and forth and visits. And
well,
shit,
tell him to fucking stay.
I know. Well, I want him to, but it's like me and my brother trying to figure it out so we can.
Just hold him hostage.
I know.
He's old already. Like, no one's going to be looking for his ass.
I mean, he's over it, too, dude. It sucks over there.
Yeah, man. Come back, man. I dated a girl that was Iranian, man. Fucking expensive, man. God damn it, they're expensive.
Well, she's probably like a Beverly Hills. Like,
But see, the thing is, you're talking about how your dollar's weak now. Mm-hmm. I dated her at the prime when Iran had money.
Mm-hmm.
And god damn, those girls were expensive, man. I took her to see Gugush.
Gugush.
Yeah, right when she came like out of, biggest, right when it came out, right, you know, because during, the, what was the was it a civil war? Well, no, what is it when they take over, when the coup took
revolution.
Over?
The revolution.
When the revolution, when they took over the government, and then whoever took it, was it the Ayatollah?
Yeah, Khomeini took over, and they kicked the Shah out.
Yes, they kicked the Shah, and the Ayatollah took over, and then he took any kind of
and
entertainers.
That's when all the Persian Jews, like, you know, that live in Beverly Hills now, that's when they came.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved there with a bunch of money and just, like, bought buildings and shit, and that's what.
Is that crazy? And that's how all that shit happened.
Mm-hmm. So, like, my family's Muslim, you know, like... my immediate family's not religious really, but mm-hmm. like my grandparents and shit, they're, you know, Muslim. So we were able to stay. But if you were Jewish and shit, like when the regime took over, you dipped out.
You had to get out fast.
Yeah, they were like, fuck that. So they took everything and left. And then the majority of them moved to like, you know, Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
But she wasn't able to
or
escape.
Great Neck, New York.
Oh, she had. Didn't, yeah,
yeah.
Didn't
we
she?
Stayed too. No, we stayed. And then.
No, I'm talking about Gugush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he stripped her from all. Yeah. Like she wasn't allowed to entertain or anything or make any money, right?
Yeah, I don't know that story, but I'm sure like it was some crazy.
It's
show
pretty
like that.
Badass, dude. She's like the Madonna of Iran.
She's like the baddest.
She's
one,
badass, man. So how long was that? How long until she was able to go? Because that was like 90. I can't. I'll make up a number, 97. So whatever.
That's a long, because the revolution happened like 79.
So that's how long she was detained for, from 79 to like 97. Wow. Can you imagine that? Being
detained that long?
Well, not being able to perform. You know what I mean? Not being able to make money off of that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They won't let her leave. So imagine in 97 she's able to go, right? Bro.
It was like a huge.
Bro, thing. It was so huge, man. Like every Persian wanted to go see this
Where
concert.
Was it?
MGM Grand Casino.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It was sold the fuck out, and I had to get it from a scalper. And the ticket, I'm not even joking, where we were sitting, it was like $600 a pop, and we were sitting far, man. But I mean, I'm working at a goddamn dolphin habitat. You know what I mean? I'm broke as shit. You know what I mean? I'm a tour guide.
You know what I mean? It's so funny to say that.
Yeah.
I was working at a motherfucking dolphin habitat.
I was at a dolphin habitat, man. Being a tour guide. And I'm spending probably four paychecks on this bitch.
I don't think anybody's put goddamn and dolphin in the same sentence.
That's never been said before.
It's like goddamn Tom Hanks.
Yo,
everybody loves Tom Hanks and dolphins.
Her opening act looked just like you, man. He had long ass hair and a beard. Came out with like a 15 string guitar. Bro, fucking annihilating, bro. Just hitting it.
Dude, if I don't make it.
Everyone in the fucking audience. I was like, yo, they're gonna blow this fucker up, man. Like, I'm joking. Bro. Then she came out like a fucking rock star, bro. All you see is a silhouette, is a big white curtain.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's a big white curtain, and it's like the light behind her. It's just a black shadow, and she starts dancing that, you know, like the King Tut dancing. Shit. She starts King Tutting. You know what I mean? She's, I'm not making this shit up.
Done every other race.
Bro, I'm not making
Indian
this
music. He did Egyptian shit.
Everything
but Farsi. You guys came out with, oh, I was like, I'm young. I go, that's fucking African, man.
The King Tut was Rock Steady Crew, too, from New York City Breakers. Look. type in Gugush, goddammit. Oh,
Gugush is a G, bro. She look at her.
Yo, look at her. Look at that. Kinda she's bad, like, dude. In her 60s or, like, you know what I mean?
She's like Cher or some shit.
She's like Madonna, bro.
Madonna, yeah, there you go.
What? Play a song from Gugush. That's her right there. And she killed it, bro. Killed it. If anyone wants to go see some Persian entertainment, go see Gugush.
Yeah, she's been like it for years.
Yeah, dude, yeah, like I don't think anyone could take her crown, no man. Because I was mesmerized, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm not joking. She did do that King Tut stuff. I'm not even joking,
that's
man.
That's a Persian dance type shit.
Yo, but she, on another level, bro, she was badass, man. Came down the stairs like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't know one song, but I was like, yo, this girl is killing it right now.
Isn't that dope how you can appreciate just a dope entertainer? Like, you just go, damn, that shit, even if you don't like the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I could just watch somebody and go, damn, you're talented and you're really good at this.
Check this out, Amir. I don't like the guitar. It's like my least favorite instrument, right? Especially the electric guitar. And I'm sorry if you play it. If you play it, God bless you. But, yo, the way this guy played this whatever Persian guitar, I think it was like 10 strings or 12 strings, and he was hitting all of them, bro. It was so sick, and he was killing it, dude. It was the crowd was going crazy, man. The environment was amazing, too, man. No one partied harder than those people, man. And by the way, I only got a kiss. This bitch only kissed me, man.
No way. You fucked up.
$600 a pop?
Whatever. Fucker. Did you find it, Kaylin? Oh, here you go. Watch this. Listen.
I mean, he got a video of her dancing in the kitchen.
Listen to this. That already sounds current. Look at her. Look at her.
Oh, geez, she's
look at her.
Right
there.
Persian dancing,
I told you, bro. Tut. Yo, I'm telling you. Stop right there, man. I'm telling you, man. That look, that's like 79 or whatever.
79. Yeah, what was that? Kish Island? Dude. Where was that? Kish Island.
And look, that's like that. 79, dude. She was ahead of her time, man. Look at her. Yeah,
that was like right around that time.
Crushing
you were
it. That beat was sick, too.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for Dre to sample that beat.
And that was somebody who like definitely tapped into another level.
Oh, she was so ahead of her time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to tap into that brilliance. And
for the Ayatollah, you know, he was just like, nope, nuh-uh. You can't go. You're done. Imagine that.
Yeah, I don't
taking
know.
That away from you. Taking that all away from your talent, your everything, your fans, everything.
Yeah, God, the universe, everything gave you that ability.
Yeah, and she can't even do it anymore. Just locked up.
Damn, dog.
And then 97, I got to see the tour live.
In Vegas. It was probably like December.
In Vegas. It was.
Yeah, December every year they have like, if you go to Vegas, it's all Persians, dude. They have like the biggest singers, entertainers. Yeah, they all go out there. During that time.
It's like little
Tehran out there.
Love it. Tehran. Where's Tehran?
Tehran's the capital.
Is it? Tehran. I like that. Fuck, man. Amir.
That's where I was born, dog.
You were?
A little Tehran boy.
A little Tehran.
Little Tehran
with the good
boy.
Hair. That's how they that's how they know you out there.
I'd trip out, dude. What if I would have stayed? You know, if my dad didn't come, like, what the fuck my life would be? I'm tripping, you know.
You'd be doing stand-up.
You think?
Chase was out. Before you got here, Chase was like, I wonder what would happen if I kept all my fingers, because he was born with six fingers on each hand. He goes, you think I'd be a badass piano player? And I go, no, you'd still be a fucking comedian with 12 fingers. Like, that's what you do.
No, but we don't have comedy there.
You would have done it.
I would have been like a street player.
You would have done it.
I'd be like a funny cucumber salesman or something.
Nah.
So there's no industry. There's no comedy industry.
I think it's starting.
Listen, 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 listen. You would have done it. Believe me. With how the internet is now and just how the advancement is and how everyone's connected on Facebook, you would have been inspired by American style comedy.
That's true.
And you would have done it. It's just, that's how it is. Mm. Your God put that in you.
Right.
Right?
That's true.
That's what we do, man.
I agree with that.
Fuck yeah, man. We are all the same fucking thing, man.
Hey,
doesn't matter if you're Muslim, doesn't matter if you're black, doesn't matter if you're Mexican, doesn't matter, man. We're all the fucking same thing. Can you believe that? This dude is from Tehran.
That's
He's a comedian. Killing it. That's inspirational, man. You come from a country that doesn't even allow people to do stand-up. They probably do allow it, but they're not doing it. Why? Because the Ayatollah fucking shut all that shit down for years, and now it's catching up.
Well,
and you,
I for sure can't go back now.
He's not there anymore.
I know. No, it's still the same regime, though.
Oh, it is?
It's an Islamic regime, yeah.
Should we give you a different name?
Yeah, I don't think we should put this out. To be honest. Motherfucking fatwa on my head.
Right.
That'd be dope, though, if you went back to Iran,
I would love to go, bro.
That'd
just
be
to
so
see,
sick.
Like, my dad built a little fucking ranch for himself out there.
Really?
He fucking styles and his little pool. And, like, with little money, you got, like, people that, like, come and, like, you know, he's got, like, little gardeners and servants, and it's pretty dope.
I love it, man. Yeah.
And he takes care of everybody. It's cool.
I say we all go to Tehran.
You guys want to do a trip?
Let's do it, man.
Really, not really.
No.
Come on, man.
So fucked up. Caitlin, you want to go to Tehran?
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
See, there you go. We'll fucking go Google shit up over there.
Yeah, of course. Fuck it. Let's go. Chase, you down to go to Tehran?
I'm always down, man.
I'm down to do anything. Anything, anything, anywhere, anytime, man. I love it. I enjoy life, and I love you, Amir, and I love you, Chase. I love you, Dre, I have to. And of course, I love you, Kaylin.
Love you, Joe.
Man, just keep laughing. That's what this is all about, man. All that weird shit that we think about, just remember, we are living fucking the same way. We're the same goddamn thing, man.
Isn't it beautiful?
Isn't it beautiful? Assalamu alaikum, my bro.
Dude, love you, man. Thanks
love
for
you.
Having me on, brother.
Let's
that was
go.
A lot of fun.
Coy Pond, we're done.
Had a pleasure, bro. Stories how she used to hang on Queen Street. I thought, well, that's ironic, cause she looked royal. But I paid no mind cause she was acting like she needs me. I thought I had no time so I would make her way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away?
Check it out. If you're trying to watch, I don't know, old movies, old TV shows, whatever it is, there's a new streaming platform out there called Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can get anything you want. You want to watch kung fu flicks. You want to watch comedies. You want to watch whatever it is. Whatever you can think of, they have it. Dude, it's so cool, man. You just download the app. Just go to your phone apps, download Pluto TV, and you can watch over 100 TV channels, over 1,000 movies, all of them on demand, and completely free. That's right. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't need to even sign up. You just download the app, and it's free. It's that easy. What are you waiting for? Look at your phone right now and just download Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again. Just download Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. If you stream it, then you got to get Pluto TV. That's right, Pluto TV.
This February, history will be made. Millions will watch as 80 years of unjust stigma is left in the past. A product that drove good people to the black market will be revealed as one that's creating a new global market. This February, what inspired the symbol of counterculture will at long last be seen as just culture. The new normal is coming. Will you be one of the first to see it?
Visit MedMen.com to watch an exclusive preview.